emnawuze isiNdebele.
Sokuyisikhathi sendaba kuVOA iNdebele.
Yazi.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 14 kuNkwenkwezi 2023 uGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje. Namhla lusuku lwabo mama ole Mother's Day. Uthakazelelwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Ngananzela ukuthi nxa sisiya kunyembe mhlawumbe sokusiwa lokuthi lapho siya khona ekhethweni songani sokule politics phakathi ukuthi abantu kumele impilo zabantu zibe nzima kakhulu.
Kulabantu abathi ukukhuphuka kwempahla amahlayana eZimbabwe kubangelwa ngezombusazwe.
Ukukhwela kwezinto abantu abazisebenzisa imihla ngemihla kuveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi ezomnotho kazimanga kahle elizweni lanxa uhulumende ekhuluma kuso sonke isikhathi sithi izinto zime kahle.
Kodwa abanye bathi idola selingumqhuba. Abadabuka eZimbabwe balungiselela ukwenza umhlangano omkhulu labamele ingonyama yakwaZulu. Salethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha ezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Namhla lusuku luqakathekileyo lwabomama ole Mother's Day oluthakazelelwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Sixoxela abantu endaweni ezijeneyo ngosuku lolu.
Mina nginguPriscilla Ndlovu, umamtunga ohlala eWashington State eAmerica. Ngiyalibingelela lonke bomama ngelanga lalamhlanje lithakazelelwa omama bonke, omama abadala umhlaba, omama abaletha ulwazi emhlabeni. Omama abagcinayo sonke nje isizwe ukuze sithuthuke umama kumele abe khona phakathi. Ngiyabonga bomama, omama balothando, ingathi lapho likhona lamhlanje lingathakazelela ilanga lenu. Likhumbula ukuthi konke okuhle kuvela kumlimo kodwa okukhathekileyo kakhulu umlimo wasidala ukuthi sibe ngomama siphakamise isizwe. Happy Mother's Day kumama wami uMandlovu ohlala eMagwegwe North. Ubelela ngelihle mama, yimi nginje ngenye wezimbili kumbe senza lokho engikwenzayo kuyona le ndawo. Ngiyawuthanda kakhulu mama, ngiyawuthanda kakhulu Mandlo, ubelela ngelihle mngani wami.
Ngizela ngokhethe Ndlovu, ngisekhezitho, namhlanje ngibanga le-Happy Mother's Day. Ngithi Happy Mother's Day kuvelele Ndlovu, iNdlovukazi. Ngiyakuthanda kakhulu, ongezele okukhulu kakhulu, angeke ngixwayisele ukuthi ngikuqalise. Ungifundisile ngaba umama engiwuye namhlanje. Ngiyakhala kuye nxa kunzima. She's a shoulder to lean on. Ngivele ukho konke ibhizinisi, ngivulele ibhizinisi after ngiqeda form 6 wangivulela ibhizinisi yokuthi ngithengisa amabhenki. Unfortunately it says that bazange akhize apho nisong. Ngiyamthanda kakhulu, kuningi kakhulu akwenzile empilweni.
Igama uTimothy Mncube, uPresident weZimbabwe African National Congress. Bese ngithi leli lilanga elihle kakhulu for bonke omama basemhlabeni, omama eZimbabwe. Sithi omama kabaphathwe kahle emhlabeni jikelele, omama kabahlonishwe, omama bazimbokodo, omama baluthando, omama kamabavikeleke kuzo zonke izinto ezingalunganga. Siyabathanda omama, sohlala sibathanda. Zimbokodo, siselebrate ilanga leni namhlanje, masibonge.
Laba ngabanye abantu esixoxe labo endaweni ezijeneyo zalethulela okuningi namhla ngosuku lolu. Bayakhala abantu abaningi ngokukhuphuka mahlayana kwentengo yempahla eZimbabwe. Abacungula ezomnotho bathi lokhu kubangwa yikugugudeka kwedola leZimbabwe. Kodwa kulabanye abathi kubangelwa ngezombusazwe. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu losomabhizimusi uMnumzana Angliston Sibanda.
Ye sibona izinto ziqhubeka zikhuphuka eZimbabwe okunye kokunengi kubangelwa kakhulu yikuphela kwamandla kwemali eZimbabwe iRTGS kumbe ethiwa ngama bond notes emkambo omnyama ethiwa iblack market. So abantu bonke sebejikile sebesebenzisa imali zakwamanye amazwe ikakhulu idola leMelika. Kanti njalo bese kusiba khona nje lomkhuhlane okhona eZimbabwe ukuthi osomabhizinisi bayathanda into ethiwa yi-profiteering, ukuthi sebe sifuna ukuthi senze i-profit enengi nje kakhulu bese kulokhe kukhuphulwa intengo. Kwesinye isikhathi udinga uswele ukuthi kanti ukudla into lezi zakhuphuka nge-US dollar kuhamba njani, lona i-US dollar lingawanga i-value yalo kwi-international market.
Ye, okunye ke baba Sibanda ungathini ngakhonokho?
So kubangelwa njalo okunye futhi ngingananzela ukuthi nxa sisiya okunye mbe mhlawumbe sokusiwa lokuthini lapho esiya khona ekhethweni, so ngani sokule politics phakathi ukuthi abantu kumele impilo zabantu zibe nzima kakhulu. Akuzwisiseki ukuthi kwenziwa yini ukuthi intengo zikhuphuke. Impilo iqhubeka isiba nzima kakhulu ikakhulu kubantu makhaza, ikakhulu abantu abasebenzela uhulumende abahola imali yabo encane kakhulu, enye yakhona ingama RTGS ivele ingathengi lutho. Sikhuluma ngabantu abanje ngama teacher abathi nxa beholile nje imali yabo ivele isiphelele emoyeni ngoba izinto zikhuphuke kakhulu intengo yazo okungazuseki ukuthi yindaba. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi mina kwenziwa ukuthi sesisiya ekhethweni, so nxa kuyiwe ekhethweni kuba khona ama maneuvers amaningi, kanti njalo kube siba khona labantu abosomabhizinisi abanye nje abangalazwelo abafuna ukuthi bona banothe kakhulu wahuquluze okungabe kukhona banothe ngesikhathi esincane. So yiluhluphe silalo, kodwa ekugcineni kwakho konke abantu makhaza, the ordinary people, yibo abasuka bahlupheke kakhulu. Imali ebazitholayo zingaseneli kuthi la vele iningi labantu angithi vele kalisebenzi. So bese kusiphisiseza impilo yabantu ebenzima kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe. Kuba nzima kakhulu ukuphila, uthola ukuthi kuba nzima ukuthi abantu bebenze nje izinto zihlangane. Ungahlanganisa la school fees lento ezinjalo, impilo yabantu ibanzima. Sidinga sisweleke ukuthi kanti kwenziwa kuyini. Uhulumende kumele anelise ukuthi athi rein in on abantu osomabhizinisi abakhweza intengo kungalasizathu.
Lo ngumnumzana Angiston Sibanda, usomabhizimusi wakwaBulawayo. Siphindeza kuxoxwa ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Efoti Ncube ubona ngenswelo zikaZulu.
Ukukhwela kwezinto abantu abazisebenzisa imihla ngemihla kuveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi ezomnotho kazimanga kahle elizweni. Lanxa uhulumende ekhuluma kuso sonke isikhathi sithi izinto zime kahle, kunenge okubanga ukuthi izinto zingami kahle. Okokuqala nje ukuselela kwemali yangaphandle okwenza osomabhizinisi bagcine besiyayithenga emkambo omnyama badlulisele ukudula kwayo ebantwini sekuyintengo ephezulu. Okwesibili ukuthi i-industry yethu silokhu ingasebenzi ngendlela efaneleyo, ngakho siyathenga izinto eziningi ngaphandle zize elizweni zifike ziqathaniswe lalokho okukhona zibe sezisiya phezulu ngoba imali yethu ingasebenzi ngendlela efaneleyo, kanti imali yangaphandle iyadula.
Baba Ncube, ubona ngazani kukhona okunye na okubangela ukukhuphuka mahlayana kwentengo yempahla?
Imali yeZimbabwe silokhu iphelelwa ngamandla, iyehla emandleni kayiyindawo. Okwesithathu, ezepolitiki abantu kabazithembi siya kwi-election, ukwenza baqalise ukukhweza izinto bengakwazi ukuthi kuza kwenzakani ngemva kokhetho luzazala nokhetho lweZimbabwe. Ngakho-ke zonke lezi zinto ziyancedisana ukuthi kuye phezulu okuthengiswayo ngentengo. Ngakho-ke kuyadingeka ukuthi uhulumende akulungise konke lokho, hhayi ukuthi abekhuluma kuphela.
Umnumzana Efoti Ncube ubona ngenswelo zikaZulu, sixoxe laye ekoBulawayo. Yesi ngakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba iqhubekela phambili impi yomvukela kweSudan osokubulewa abantu abaningi okumangalisayo. Abalwayo bazama ukukhumisana umlota. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba imibiko yemfihlo eyayithulwa libutho lakwaleMelika ngudlu iveza ukuba uhulumende wakwele Ukraine wayefisa ukuhlasela phakathi kwele Russia. Okwamanje amazwe la alwisana kwele Ukraine kuphela. sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko.
Senganamasiko
wenziwe manje
ngelobaba mkhulu.
Uthelo lomasiko lokuphila kwabantu izinsuku zonke namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Buso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Ye, siyakwazi ukuthi kwamanje udlelana lenkosi uBulelani Lobhengula, wakhethwa ngumndeni wakokhumalo uba yinkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo baba Ngwenya, kunjani baba? Ye, akusitshele ngokuthi kwenzakalani kulezi nsuku kulangapho kwele South Africa.
Saba nohlelo olwaqala ngokuxoxisana nobaba uNgema oyinkosi yasemangadini ukuthi abantu bakithi mhlambe nxa kungaba losizo olungenziwa sinsi uyabona ukuthi isikhathi sabo esibekele lapha eSouth Africa ungathi sesiya emaphethelweni. Yikho-ke saxoxisana naye ubaba uNgema kwaze kwaholela ekutheni kube lesivumelwano sokuthi abantu beze khona le mangadini inkosi izobabona ukuthi sikhuluma ngabantu abanjani abangakanani. Ekuhambeni kwethu-ke kwasokusiba le nhlangano zepolitiki esathola ukuthi lazo zithi ziyafisa ukusizana lathi, njengoba liyabona laphana sekuze kwavela ne-AP F laphana kuyona ethona layo izokwenza imizamo, njengoba sebeke baxoxa lo baba onguminister of home affairs uDr Aaron Motsoaledi.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu, kodwa ubona ngizani ukuthi asebenza yini, njengoba sizokuthiwa-ke kulabanye abezomba ngazo sebengenela khonapho, kumele kwenziweni khonapho?
Kubukeka futhi ukuthi akuzange kube i-APF yodwa, le nhlangano zepolitiki zangapha kwelakithi omthakazi lazo zazikhona, esagcina sesibona ukuthi hayi loba laluqale yithi ludaba, kodwa-ke asivumeni ukuthi okwamanje njengoba sebevela lapho osopolitiki sisebenze njengeforum kumbe ama-stakeholders. Yikho-ke besiloke sincedisana sibonisana ukuthi singenza kanjani, ngoba si-ofisi lenkosi akekho umuntu ongamukelwayo. Yikho-ke sakhetha ukuthi njengoba sebekhona labo kusetshenzwe ndawonye.
Hayi-ke gqiba khonapho baba Ngwenya.
Engingakutsho nje ukuthi bakithi abantu aba-understand ukuthi sisazama, akukabi le nto ebambekayo etheni. Kwaba nje le ndlela ikakhulu ubabuhlengwa njengoba wayehambile yokuchazeka kwezinye izinto abanye abantu ababengazi-understand ukuthi amalungelo akhona asemthethweni kanjani. Njengakho khona lokho ukuthi abantwana laba abazalelwe lapha banalo ilungelo lokuthi xa sebefikise i-16 years behambe bayo-aplayela ama-ID. Yikho-ke abantu abaningi ababengaku-understand ukuthi kumele kwenziwe kanjani. Njalo-ke ohlengwa babuye futhi bakuqinisekisa ukuthi abantu abanga-understandiyo labo bazazama ukuthi bebe le committee labo elizosebenza lisondele eduze ne-Home Affairs Office ukuze abantu bechazeleke kahle, basizakale labo bafuna ukuthola lolo sizo.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Ngwenya, ungadini lokusasa kusigaba samasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Ngilethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Kusenjalo abadabuka eZimbabwe balungiselela ukwenza umhlangano omkhulu labamele ingonyama yakwaZulu. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Bonman Khumalo, isikhulumeli sikaBulelani Lobhengula, wakhethwa umndeni wakokhumalo ukuba yinkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi.
Sesibiziwe njalo kongema edanato ngo-4 June, mhlaka-4 June siyacelwa yokongema edanato. Okwamanje uthi uNgema kuza abantwana bendlunkulu yakwaZulu ukuthi bazelalela izikhalo zethu. Yikho bantu bakithi siyalinxusa ukuthi akungabi khona osalayo, siyeni sonke ngobuningi bethu siyekwethula izikhalo zethu kubantwana bendlunkulu yakwaZulu, bathe kungcono beze bazezizwela bona mathupha. Siyathanda lokutsho bakwethu ukuthi ngemva kwensukanyana nje kudlula u-4 kuzaba lehlekana eliza hamba esigodlweni kwaZulu liye khonza esilweni. Lokho kusho ukuthi kuzafuneka ukuthi kube lezifuyo ezithile esizihambisayo, kanti mhla osuku mhla ka-4 lakhona kuyafanele ukuthi kube khona inkomo ezithile ezizazihlaba ukuze sidle. Kasifuni kube khona umuntu ozahambe engadlanga njengalokho kwenzakala mhla ka-19 March.
Yes, awuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Khumalo. Abafisa ukuthi bangene kukhokhonokho kumele bakuphathe njani?
Into ebalulekileyo bantu bakithi ukuthi asibhadale nama-R150 ku-akhawunti yethu le yaCapitec ekaMrs. Zanele Alfred u-1-666-844-320 bese sithumeza ubufakazi bokuthi sesibhadele kuma-numbers la esiwafakayo kuflyer ukuze sirekhode. Kodwa kubalulekile ukuthi sonke sibe khona. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi lokho bakwethu kufana lokubhala esibhakabhakeni ukuthi sesikhona thina singumthwakazi isizwe sikamzilikazi kamashobane esilelungele ukuphila lapha eSouth Africa nokuphila lekhaya. Akungabi khona othandabuzayo ngokubunengi bethu akube yilowo mbhalo okhulumayo ukuthi nansi isizwe sikamzilikazi silelungele ukuphila singacindezelwa muntu silelungele ukuphila emazweni omabili ngenkululeko. Singahlukunyezwa muntu. Yiko bantu bakithi siyanxusa ke ukuthi lalabo bakithi aba overseas abangeke benelisi ukuba khona. Siyacela ukuthi lisize lincedise lifake lana iminikelo yenu ukuze lolu hlelo lube yimpumelelo. Asibonge mahlabe ezulu. Into esizayenza ngisiya ngamanani ethu sizalungisa izimoto, siyalungisa amabhasi, sikhangela amabhasi angu-20 azathatha abantu ngendawo ngendawo zabo. Okwamanje bakuthi siyaqinisa ukuthi akube asibeni sesibhadele kufika u-1 June ukuze sikwazi ukuplana ngoba ukuthi umuntu eze mhla osuke phethe imali kasimthengelanga kudla kasimorganizelanga transport sizaba le cut off date ka-1 wabo subhadele phangisa ubhadale ukuze sikwazi ukuplana kahle sifuna into le ihambe kahle ibone ukuthi ngabantu abale order hayi ukuthi bese kusiba nje abantu bahambe bengadlanga akusiphathi kahle lokho. So asibhadaleni masinyazana ukuze sikwazi ukuplana. Asibonge, siyabonga kakhulu mthwakazi omhle, siyabonga kakhulu asihlangane khona eDanato mhla ka-4 June.
Lo ngumnumzala Bonman Khumalo, isikhulumeli sikabulelani Lobhengula, wakhethwa umndeni wakuKhumalo uba yinkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngotungamili nkomo. Lamhlanje silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphathelene mfundisi.
Siyabingelelana zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo. Ilizwi lethu ke lanamhlanje siyalithola eTestamenteni elitsha ngokuloba ubukaJohane isahluko sesine indima yesikhombisa uJohane 4:7 kufundeka kanje. Owesifazane waseSamaria weza ezokukha amanzi. UJesu wathi kuye ngiphuzise. Siphinde njalo. Owesifazane waseSamaria weza ezokukha amanzi. UJesu wathi kuye ngiphuzise. Kambe nesindebele singathi uJesu wathi kuye ake unginathise amanzi. Into yokuqala lapha abaziyo labafundi iBhayibheli belicubungula bayakwazi ukuthi amaJuda lamaSamaria babengahambelani. Kwakungathi nje kuyahlola, kuyazila, asiyonto nje elula ukuthi umJuda lomSamaria bahlangane baxoxisane ingabe bakhuluma ngani. Kodwa nansi into ehlanganisa umJuda uJesu lomama waseSamaria ngamanzi. UJesu uthi akwe unginathise kulo umama owayezokukha amanzi. Amanzi siyakwazi ukuthi ayimpilo. Ngenye indlela izinto ezisekela ukuphila kwethu kazikhethi ukuthi ungubani unjani. Kakukhathalekile ukuthi uyisinothi ungumyanga ufundile kawufundanga. Abantu bakucabangela ukuthi ungumuntu onjani. Ungaba yikho ungabi yikho lokho kodwa ke amanzi ayimpilo. Lokhu kukhomba ukuthi bonke abantu abadalwa nguNkulunkulu kumele basizane ukwenzela ukuthi impilo abayiphilayo lapha emhlabeni ibe impilo ezabalethela okuhle kuphela. Amanzi la uJesu ayewatsho esemthonjeni wayekwazi ukubana womile. Umama lwaseSamaria laye usemthonjeni kumbuse esikotshweni ngwe ungaphi uzodinga amanzi ngenye indlela wayezodinga ukuthi emzini wakhe uphile kahle. UJesu ekwazi lokuthi amaSamaria lamaJuda kabahambelani, kazanga thandabuze uthi kuye, ake unginathise amanzi ngumile, ngihambile umango sengifisa ukuthola into engasiza umphefumulo wami. Bangaka abantu ababuya kithi becela ukubana sibasize, thina siqalise ukubabandlulula lanxabe izidalwa zikaNkulunkulu. Sihlole ukubana lo uvela le, singazake simsize ukuthi impilo yakhe ibe ngcono. Sibuyele eze sibale le mbali ukuthi embalini vela uzange kwenzakale into enjalo. Kanti ke siyabe singalandeli indlela yokuthi lo umuntu udinga uncedo kithi, uthi ake unginathise, ake ungisize. Ungakhathalekile ukuthi mina ngumJuda noma umSamaria, amanzi izinto ezisinika ukuphila, kazi sihlanganise sazi ubana sabelane ukuthi thina siphile lalabo abadinga uncedo kithi baphile. Kasibasizeni, kasisizaneni, singabandlululani, singakhethani, sithole ukuphila ofana naye. Asikhulekeni baba, sicela usinike inhliziyo yokuzwisisana ukuthi ukuphila kwethu sonke kuyafana naye ebusweni bakho. NgoJesu siyakhuleka. Amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo vuselela umoya selomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungamile Nkomo, ungadinwa kusasa. Wezemidlalo, iqembu leHighlanders libe nguthiki lobhanqa 0-0 lele Simbabora emdlalweni weCastle Lakers Premier Soccer League odlalwe namuhla. Nansi impumela yemidlalo efanayo. Ngezi Platinum 1, FC Platinum 0. Triangle United 1, Yata 1. Capes United 0, Wange 0. Kusenjalo uMathodana Horsepower Jabangu ufuna ukuvuselela umncintiswano weHorsepower Offseason Tournament. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Umncintiswano weHorsepower Offseason Tournament uke waduma kakhulu eminyakeni edluleyo, kodwa usule minyaka embalwa ungasadlalwa, njalo uchaba ngokuthi imizamo yokuvuselela iqale enyakenye.
IHorsepower Offseason Tournament, unfortunately nje isilesikhathi ngekho ngoba izinto zike zatshintsha, saba lama hardships njani njani. But I hope this time around, especially this year, izaba khona ngoba last year kube liphutha ngoba ikuma ground sanikwa very late. I don't want to lie to you ngoba bafana bagcwele and abaningi asebedlala kathesi abayazi iHorsepower Tournament. Bese ukuthi ngani kuyenzakala ukuthi nena nginikezuze ichance abafana ababengene YCT laphana kungu-December okudlala khona uMaruwaru ebuye vele France. Maruwaru wayekati furamachini ebuye ezedlala kuHorsepower. Ngelinye ilanga I remember Wesley Gilbert babuya bevele Harare.
Imidlalo yeHorsepower Offseason Tournament iqaliswe nguChabangu sokusiya phela iminyaka yama-1990s, njalo ibidlalwa ngabadlali ngesikhathi seKhefu leKhisimusi. Kuthe ngokuhamba kwesikhathi amaqembu adlala kusigaba saphezulu aqala ukuvimbela abadlali ukuba bephatheke kiyo ngoba kuthiwa bazalimala. UChabangu uthi vele yena injongo yakhe ngeyokupha abadlali abangazakaliyo ithuba lokuba bebonakale.
Kuke kwaba le problem, mina umumngani uzilethu Ernest Maphepha wayengumanager kuHighlanders. I remember ngelinye ilanga eWhite City odezi labothabana omqwayi befuna ukudlala bonke ozenzwe befuna ukudlala uErnest ebalisa, but abafana labana bala bathi hey nathi silambile sinokudlala lapha kuHorsepower. Kodwa umthetholwana sawuzwa, kodwa hayi siyabe singafuni lathi bona laba abaningi abe-premier. Thina sifuna ukushowcase abanye abangazakaliyo, kodwa ofuna ukuzidlalela kasimalisi.
Ngensuku uqala umncintiswano lo wawungenwa la ngabadlali abadlala phetsheya kolwandle bedlala ndawonye labanye abakhule labo umdabu emalokitshini abakhulele kuwo uqhubekele phambili ulokhu udlalwa ngemva kokuba abadlali abadlala kusigaba se-Premier Soccer League bengasavunyelwa ngamaqembu abo kodwa bekungasafani ngesikhathi esadlala uChabangu ke wadlalela amaqembu abalisayele Context kwe-United iRodal kanye le-Mikles
Context iyayi ku-Division 4 ikhiwa la umbuzo ukuthi why i-team yami ingazani iyaxegaxega ngathi hayi asila ama-players ikhiwa lathi uvela lama-players yiko ukuthatha kwami u-NST umaphepha aso umaphepha u-NST kokulomunye umfana othiwa ngu-Simon umaphepha sihlala same area la NST ngamthatha lo Richard Ndlovu ikhiwa lafika lathi ha kanti abantu bakho ingazani balutshwana yiko ukusuka ngigijima siyengubo yenja siyathatha u-Titus Majola siyathatha u-Odala siyathatha u-Tostawo kwakuseseli cream engubo yenja ngathatha ba-5 players yiko ukuthi i-context ibe khona
uChabangu uchiye ukudlala ngemva kokulimala edlalela iqembu le-Mikles kusigaba se-South Zone ngo-1978 ngemva kwalokhu ube nguNompembe waphinda njalo waphatheka ekuqoqeni imidlalo ye-social soccer ugcine ebumba eyakhe i-league ebulawayo company social Soccer League ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu Njanji, siqhubekela phambili ngokunanza usuku lwabomama ole Mother's Day.
Injenjenje ngumama, injenjenje ngumama. Injenjenje ngumama mina, injenjenje ngumama, lawunje ngumama, lawunje ngumama. Kasi ngajabule enhlizweni yami, macabanga nawe mama. Icabanga izinto ezihle, ungenzela zona empilweni yami. Happy Mother's Day. Mama, Happy Mother's Day. Hey, Happy Mother's Day. Mama, Happy Mother's Day. Hey, wankulisu mama, wankulisa we. Wangonda, wankulisu mama, wangonda, wankulisu mama nina. Wangonda, wangelisu mama. Mama.
Happy Mother's Day from Jay's Marabini. One time.
Let me dedicate my poetic praise to women. Let me dedicate my poetic praise to mothers of the universe, mothers of the nations. I speak of women. Women. What world could this be without women, daughters, girlfriends and wives? Thus humanity needs one.
Mina ngithanda ukuthi Happy Mother's Day kumama wami osezulwini. She's been gone for 2 years, but still I remember her every day. I wish she was here today for me to spoil her umabhena umamtungwa. Konke lo mama mdala umafuyane. I wish them Happy Mother's Day in heaven. Thank you.
Human beings are inclusive of women and girls. We struggle as one without women. Who should forget? Christ was born of a woman. I remember the Queen of Sheba from Ethiopia. Why not remember Nandi, the mother of Shaka? I remember Queen Zinga from Central Africa. I remember Namita and the hand of the Tabafane. I remember the Amazons in West Africa. I remember Nyamazana from the Mfikane period. Why not remember Adelaide Kesane Fort? I remember those again of the Tabafane.
Lapha sizwe unkosikazi Bekezela Phupe lo mchubuli olodumo uJays Marabini ekhuluma ngosuku lweMother's Day. Lami ngithi Happy Mother's Day to umama wami uMamoyo labo mama bonke emhlabeni wonke jikelele
siyalethanda lonke. Sesilugqiba ke uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje, olivalisa umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.